We're on 3 a.m. stations, 1340 a.m., 1350, and 1400. So now six stations really coming out of this one central facility where we have our show every week. The other thing we do every week is on Thursday night, Dr. Angel Falzoni and I do a show. And it's at Thursday, 6:06 p.m. Sometimes you call in. It's a call-in show. This one is not, but it is. And what do we do on Go Yard? And what does it mean?
Go Yard means
hitting a home run in life.
Home run in life.
Yeah.
you discuss the topic that, and many times they go into series, several Thursday nights in a row. Whatever topic that the two of you feel led, you pray about it and you feel led to go with. You just finished up a series on coronavirus, which lasted a long time.
12 weeks.
Okay, I thought it was 11, but 12. And so, I call it a free counseling session, is what I like to call it. As long as you have a question or a comment relating to the discussion that is going on, give a call in. They'll get on the air, ask their questions, make their statement. It's a very powerful ministry that is going on, and people's lives are being dramatically changed as a result of the information that both you, Mama Matt, your other alternate
name,
and Dr. Angel Falzoni share on Thursday nights.
It's a joy to do that show. We started a new series last week called Coping with Change, and it is really a powerful series, too. We pray about what we're going to do, and sometimes we actually talk about it in advance, but not often. We really let God lead in those shows. And you can go here to tantalknetwork.com and go to podcasts and go to Go Yard, and you'll find a lot of our shows there. Plus, our website for Go Yard is goyard2014.org, and that's the year we began that ministry. And we're in our sixth year. I cannot even believe we're on our sixth year on Go Yard. We're in our 14th year on this show, Living the Good Life. Cindy, you are here. You are part of the ministry locally. You moved away. We miss you terribly. We're so glad you're able to be with us on the shows. And the word, the bread of life is talking about the word of God coming alive on the inside of us. You are a student of the word. Why are you? Would you tell us about that?
You mentioned earlier, Jesus is the word.
He is.
So I as a Christian, Jesus is in me. I am in Jesus. I want to know what he says about things.
Exactly.
How am I supposed to act? How am I supposed to think? How am I supposed to treat other people? How am I supposed to look at situations? What was his example? The Bible says that talking about itself and therefore talking about Jesus, alive. It's alive, quick and powerful.
Amen.
Quick in that situation means alive.
Yes.
Sharper than a two-edged sword,
mm-hmm.
can divide between your bones and your marrow. that's pretty fine,
right?
It's not just a book. It's Jesus. When you have your Bible, you have Jesus. You have his mind. You have his heart.
Right.
You have his word. His whole essence, his whole being, is wrapped up in this. And
it is.
It's your companion. It's your survival guide. It's your tour guide. It's your instruction manual. It's pretty much what you need.
Right.
Now, granted, it's an ancient book written to an ancient people that contains universal truth.
Amen.
For instance, it's not going to tell you how to fix your engine of your car.
Yeah. That's what Google is for, or YouTube.
Right, exactly. but you know what? If you pray about it, I bet something will come to mind that, hey, wait, I didn't check that.
Right.
Or, oh, I saw an ad for a repair shop 2 days ago on Facebook. I'm going to give them a call.
Right. Exactly. Yes.
It may not directly address the situation you find yourself in our modern everyday life, but the guidance is still there.
That's exactly right. So in John chapter 6, this goes along with what you're saying, Cindy. It's starting in verse 29. Jesus is talking about the lasting food, okay? And in verse 29, Jesus says, this is the work that God asks of you, that you believe. Okay, that's step one, people. You got to believe in order to receive. Believe and receive. It's in that order. Okay, he has sent. Believe in the one whom he has sent, that was Jesus, that you cleave to, trust, rely on, have faith in his messenger, which is Jesus. Therefore, they said to him, what miracle or sign will you perform so that we'll believe? And he said, and they went on to say, our forefathers ate manna in the wilderness. He gave them bread out of heaven to eat, which we know that in Exodus. Jesus said, I assure you, most solemnly I tell you, verse 32 of John 6, Moses did not give you the bread from heaven. What Moses gave you was not the bread from heaven. So basically, he is going on to say, he's the bread, okay? But it is my Father who gives you the true heavenly bread, okay? As far as manna, God supplied that every day. God supplied it for the people, mm-hmm. children of Israel, 40 years. They ate the same thing every day, right? And that's how God did it. But he said, he, the Father, has given you the true heavenly bread. Verse 33 of John 6. For the bread of God is he who comes down out of heaven and gives life to the world. In other words, he's saying the bread is him. Mm-hmm. And in verse 34, then he said to them, they said to him, Lord, give us this bread always, all the time. And Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never be hungry. He who believes in and cleaves to and trusts in and relies on me will never thirst any more. We're going to talk about that after this song, Bethel Music, Your Promises Never Fail. One of my wonderful favorite songs.
Your thoughts, your plans for me. For I know your thoughts, your plans for me are good. I know you hold my future in my hope. Your promises never fail. Your promises never fail. Your promises never fail. No, your promises never fail.
Praise God. I love that song. To those of you that have been trying to watch on YouTube, I am in the control room. I'm seeing it keeps coming in and out, and they keep trying to reconnect. So this has been a day of technical issues for us at Beacon of Hope. But you, if you were trying to do that, go to tantalknetwork.com, and just that'll be live up there and right here on the website, so tantalknetwork.com and or one of the radio stations. So we're sorry for any problems. We don't know what's going on. We've got some bad weather moving through, so it could very well be have something to do with that. We're talking about Jesus being the bread of life, and his promises never fail. I love that song, Nan. Talk to us. What did God give you?
God gave me, I am the bread of life. I will sustain you in all things. Pick up your Bible to read. So many things to you I will bring. I am the bread of life. Go ahead, up on this, believe. Take this in your heart as truth. Certainly of me you will receive.
Okay, so talk about that, Nan. Why is it that so many people do not read their Bibles? I just want your opinion on that.
Well, sometimes they feel they don't have time. I think sometimes, I know I when I was going through a very rebellious period in my life, I did not want to read the Bible because I was afraid of what it might say to me.
Oh, okay.
It might
there
convict
you go.
Me of, God used it to convict me of, you know, that I wasn't where I was supposed to be with him. I think the time issue is a big deal. And
okay.
Sometimes you have to get creative
right.
on how you do it. You have to maybe wake up 15 minutes earlier. I've heard stories about how mothers who have small children who want to come into the bathroom and stick their fingers under the door, whatever. You know, take your Bible in the restroom, read it for 10 minutes. I mean, just
right.
spend time, the time that you can in the Word, and God will certainly honor that.
And, you know, with all the tapes now, you can put a tape in or you can, you know, apps, really. It's apps more than tapes now. Apps of the Word, and you can be listening mm-hmm. as you drive in your car. Why do we need the steady flow of God's Word into our lives, Cindy?
Same reason we need food and water and air.
Exactly. That's why. That's how we stay alive.
Yeah.
But for people who are not in the habit of reading the Word and realizing that Jesus is the bread of life, that the Word is the bread of life, it's nourishment to them. What do you say mm-hmm. to make a case, Cindy, for getting in your Bible, reading it, starting? The book of John is the best place to start, in my opinion. And that's mm-hmm. where we are right now. But how do you make a case for why people need the Word?
I challenge you to try it. You know, give it a month. And set aside. You don't have to spend hours. That's what happens to me. I get going, and I like to figure out what words mean in the Greek and the Aramaic, and I like to, this New Testament verse relates to that Old Testament verse, and let's write that in the margins, and so I can just
study.
I can
you
really
like to
going.
Study,
can,
don't you?
Yeah, I can really get going.
I do, too.
But I don't often have that kind of time.
Right, right.
And, but you know, it's like anything else. Prove it to yourself. Prove or disprove it, you know. Give yourself a month. Set aside 15 minutes.
Right.
You know? And I think a lot of the reason why people don't read the Bible is because the King James is difficult.
That's why we have other translations.
Right, exactly. The King James Version was written, back in like the 1700s?
In the 15s, 1500s.
1500s, yeah. When 16...
Yeah.
I forget what it was. But for them, it made perfect sense.
Right.
We don't talk like that anymore.
Right.
Language has evolved and changed. So now there's tons of fantastic translations.
Yeah.
And there's the Passion Translation, the Message, the New Living, even the New King James is a more updated version of it. And that's why I like my Bible app, because I can compare what a verse says in all kinds of different versions. Like they've got a multitude of versions in that app. And, you know, sometimes I'm looking for a verse and God will bring it to my mind and wants me to send it to somebody else.
Right.
And James, and it doesn't really, not really what I was feeling.
Right.
But let me see how it says it somewhere else. And then I find that version that's like, that. There it is, that's it, you know. And so I just challenge you to just give it a shot. You can't, if you've never tried something, then you cannot really write it off as saying it doesn't work.
I agree with you 100%. Let's go to Psalm 119, because this is one of the most important psalms that deals with the importance of the Word of God in our lives. And I think a lot of people are just ignorant to the fact that they can receive encouragement, peace, joy, direction, wisdom, all the things that we need to in our lives through the Word. And a lot of people do not understand that. Let's look at Psalm 119, verse 2. David understood that. Blessed and happy and fortunate to be envied are they who keep his testimonies and who seek and inquire for and crave him with their whole heart. So Psalm 119, verse 2 says, if you crave God, the bread of life, Jesus, which is the Word, Jesus is the Word, okay? He says, I'm the bread of life. This is the nourishment you need, getting in the Word, okay? And this will really bless your life. In verse 9 of Psalm 119, I'm just going to go through a few here. And if you are just listening and you don't have your Bible in front of you, write these references down and you can go to them later. The first one was Psalm 119, verse 2. Then let's go to verse 9. All these are in Psalm 119. How shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed and keeping watch according to your word, conforming his life to it. Verse 10, Psalm 119. With my whole heart have I sought you, inquiring for and of you and yearning for you. Oh, let me not wander, step aside either in ignorance or willfully from your commandments. Verse 11 is one that a lot of us have memorized. Your word have I laid up in my heart that I might not sin against you. Why is that so important? Talk to me about that, Nan, because we can get off into all kinds of error and sin and attitudes when we don't have much word in us, when we don't have much of the bread of life in us.
Well, I think, I know for myself, if I don't maintain, of course, I have scriptures that, you know, I've learned throughout the years, but, you know, we need to have the word of God in our hearts. Sometimes to check our attitudes, you know, someone wrongs us and we get pretty upset about it. And many times understandably so, to be honest, but we actually need to be able to reach a point that we can forgive them.
Right.
And I know, like with my marriage and followed by my divorce, I went through a period. It was not instantaneous for me, as it is not for a lot of people, but I was able to finally be able to forgive him through a process. Part of that process was God leading me to scriptures, me finding scriptures.
There you go. That's the connection.
And the word of the God.
That's it.
Together.
That's the connection.
That was the connection.
Right there. Okay, that goes along with verse 16 of Psalm 119. I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word, because so often we do not delight in the Lord, in the word, because we're too busy. We're off doing this and doing that. And verse 17, Psalm 119, all these are in Psalm 119. Deal bountifully with your servant that I may live, and I will observe your word, hearing, receiving, loving, and obeying it. Remember, the word is the bread of life. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. The word is Jesus, okay? He's the bread. He's our nourishment. This nourishes you. This encourages you. I take vitamins every day, a whole bunch of them, and I'm a firm believer in them. And I will tell you that I know the days I miss sometimes. If I go a couple days and I forgot my vitamins, why don't I have that energy that I normally have? And I go take my vitamins and I feel better. Because it's the same with the word. Verse 18, open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. This should be a prayer that we pray because he is our bread of life. We want God to open our eyes so we can see truth. Some of you may be thinking, I had no idea it was this important to read my Bible. Yeah, look at verse 24. Your testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. My earthly life cleaves to the dust. Revive and stimulate me according to your word. Cindy, talk to me about verse 24. Your testimonies also are my delight and my counselors.
Well, I think it's like if you need heart surgery, say your surgeon's been a surgeon for 20 years. Personally, I want a heart surgeon that's up to date on the latest techniques.
Good point.
Who has studied, who has refreshed his training, his learning. I want somebody who's continually refreshing his learning.
Good.
Reading books, who's taking classes, who's reading articles. I don't want a guy doing my heart surgery that has learned nothing new since he left med school 20 years ago.
You know? I like your metaphor because we need to stay on top of what God is saying to us, don't we, Cindy?
Right, it's the same way. I got saved when I was 4.
Me too.
I'm now quite a bit older than that.
Just a couple years, yes.
A couple years older. At 4, I could read, but if the last time I picked up this book was when I was 4 and got saved, man, have I missed a ton of stuff.
Right.
You know?
Right.
The what God had for me at 4 has changed numerous times through the years. It's totally different now.
Right.
And my understanding at 4 was different than it is now. It's like anything that you love. I play Pokemon Go. I've been playing. I went back to it in 2018, March. May of 2018. So, been playing full time for 2 years now. I learn something every time I go out. You know, because I love it and I enjoy it.
Yeah.
It would be silly for me to want to play something that I'm not going to pay attention to. I don't care about what you say. You're telling me how to do this, and it's like, nope, like the old way I did it, sorry. You know, it's the same with the Bible. You gotta keep up with the latest. God's word for you yesterday might not be God's word for you today.
We have to stay current.
And no matter how many times, just like I said earlier, I've read the verse that you mentioned in Exodus. I've read the verses in John, but I never till today put them together.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. That's what God does when we're in the Word and when we're studying, when we're listening to shows like this, and when we are getting in the Word, when we are worshiping, God reveals himself to us. Let's listen to this song, another one by Bethel, another one of my favorites, Stand in Your Love, because that's what he wants us to do. He's the bread of life. He wants to lovingly teach you through his word and nourish you.
When darkness tries to roll over my bones, when sorrow comes to steal the joy I own, when brokenness and pain is all I know,
Oh, I won't be shaken. No, I won't be shaken. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. She no longer has a place to hide. I am not captive to the lies. I'm not afraid to leave my past behind. Oh, I won't be shaken. No, I won't be shaken. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand.
He loves us so very much. Nan, what did God give you during that song?
You need to read the Bible, for it is truly life to you. I will help you in all things. Difficulties, you will make it through. Believe that I am the bread of life. Always remember that I'm here for you. Apply my words to all of your issues. I will help you. And always believe that I love you too. Lovingly, Jesus Christ. From his viewpoint to us.
Why is it important that we believe that God loves us, Nan?
Well, kind of goes back to part of what we were discussing earlier, is that it's important for us to know that he loves us so that we know we can love us. And it's important that we know that he loves us and that we believe that he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die for us. That's how much he loved us. You know, I was thinking the other day, I have one child and is a son. I have one son. He's 29 years old. And I thought to myself, that must have been tough for our Heavenly Father to look upon his son and see him beaten like he was and killed like he was. And, you know, I thought, if that was my son, I don't know that I could handle that. I don't know how I could handle that, to see my own son tortured in such a way. But Jesus loves us so much that he gave his very life for us. Heavenly Father loves us so much that he sent his son down to die for us. So it's important that we recognize the amount of love that God does have for us, period.
And he does. He loves us so very much. You know, so many times, Cindy, we were reading some of these verses in Psalm 119 a few minutes ago, and I want to go to one of my favorites, and it's verse 50 of Psalm 119. Then I want to come to you, Cindy, about this. This is my comfort and consolation in my affliction, that your word has revived me and given me life. There are so many times in our lives when we go through very, very difficult circumstances where we lose somebody who is dear to us, when we lose a job, or when we have problems with a child, or we have physical problems or illnesses. And so I have cherished Psalm 119, verse 50 for a long time. This is my comfort and consolation. That means God comes to console you, to comfort you in my affliction, that your word has revived me and given me life. I take comfort in verse 52. When I have earnestly recalled your ordinances from of old, O Lord, I have taken comfort. Okay? Jesus calls the Holy Spirit our comforter. And we're going to talk more about that as we go along in the book of John. But today we are concentrating on him being our nourishment, the one who nourishes our minds, our spirit, our body, the one who gives us hope, consolation, brings nourishment when we need it. Cindy, talk to us about this, would you?
Well, you know some of my story. There's been a lot of loss, a lot of difficulty, a lot of hard times, a lot of chaos, a lot of upheaval. And a lot of times the humans that were supposed to be there for me were not.
Right.
You know, you grew up thinking that your family will always be there for you no matter what.
Right.
And then they're not.
Doesn't always go that way.
And you enter into partnerships with people, whether it's a business, you know, a dating or romantic relationship, and you trust those people. You know, oh, this person would never hurt me. They would never lie to me. They would never cheat on me. They would never, you know, steal from me. And then they do.
Right.
You have to have a place to go.
Yes.
You have to have something you can hold on to. Because people will continue to disappoint you, unfortunately. They will continue to abandon you.
Yeah, they will. Yes.
To break your heart, break your spirit. And so you have to have a refuge. And too often people turn to drugs or alcohol, some other form of addiction. They turn to, you know, acting out. They drive too fast. They take chances with their life. All sorts of things. You know, having your lifeline be Jesus and his word, oftentimes it doesn't you know, it doesn't take away the hurt, but it helps you survive the hurt.
Sure.
It helps
absolutely.
You, it gives you something to latch on to, and you read through, and you can see examples of biblical heroes that were treated the same way.
Right, sure.
You know, who went through similar situations and stuck to their faith.
Right.
And it's my lifeline. It's what I reach out to.
When
that's what that's beating the snot out of me.
Well, that's what God wants us to do. Your word is a lamp to my feet, a light to my path. That's verse 105. Through your precepts, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. Verse 107. All these are in 119, Psalm 119. I am sorely afflicted. Renew and quicken me and give me life, O Lord, according to your word. In verse 111 of Psalm 119, your testimonies have I taken as a heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. Verse 114, you are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. People, Jesus is the word, and Jesus says he is the bread of life. And that means that he is your sustainer, your nourisher. When you don't know where to turn in some situation in your life, God can give you wisdom through his word. God can encourage you through his word. That's what he wants to do. David said here in Psalm 119, your words have made me, established me and given me understanding. It's about realizing the value of the bread of life, which is the word, which is Jesus. And he wants to be that nourishment for you. Nan, talk about this, because this has to become personal for people. You know what I mean? This has to become something that we all need. We need all the strength that comes from the word of God. We don't need to keep doing the same old thing, going around the same old mountains.
Well, it's interesting, because I was going through, actually yesterday, some thoughts of a situation, and started becoming, if you will, fearful in the situation. And the Lord kind of spoke to my spirit and said, soldier, pick up your sword. And the word of God says that our sword is the Bible.
Amen.
And I'm like, wow.
You heard that very clearly from God, huh?
Soldier, pick up your sword.
You know, you can't beat that.
You can't beat that. And there's just so much. He'll lead you where you need to go in it, you know, or you can seek him and he'll, you know, like Cindy was talking about using a Bible app. I use one also. You know, and you might can just plug in a word. You may need peace.
Put it in and you're going to find scriptures.
You're
going to
find all kinds of scriptures. You know, we need the word. That is our life sustainer.
That's why Jesus said he's the bread of life, right? We need bread. We need to eat. I mean, you can go a few days and not eat. You could actually go 40 or 50 days and maybe even longer without eating, but you can only go 3 or 4 days without water.
Right.
And Jesus talks about the word being, through Paul in Ephesians 5, that the word, the water of the word, is what sustains us. That's the water is the word. It's, you know, Jesus says, all ye who are weary and heavy laden and you're thirsty, those of you that are thirsty, come to the fountain and drink.
Right.
Come to the source of life. Come and get some bread. Come be nourished in the word. Do not neglect to read the word.
Amen.
You need the word of God in your life. You need consolation. I've done so many funerals through the years, and one thing that I have used probably in most funerals is Psalm 23, because it is so comforting. It is bread to us. It is nourishment to us. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. All the truth in those six verses in Psalm 23 that end with, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. People, that is where we're headed. We're headed to dwell in the house of the Lord forever, and you have to learn God's nature. That's why we're doing the book of John. You got to realize that he said, I am the bread of life, the nourishment. The word is that. Talk to us, Cindy, before we do this next song.
Well, it brings to mind the ministry in Puebla.
It does.
The way you open people's hearts to the message of Jesus is physical food.
That's right. You are right, Cindy.
You feed them.
If you don't feed them.
Because.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, their basic needs are not being met. They're hungry.
They are.
They're thirsty. You know, there are untold millions of people around the world who don't have clean water to drink.
That's exactly right.
And we take it for granted. We can go, we buy bottles of water, you know.
Right.
I do it too. I have cans of water in right now because I like flavoring. You know, I like bubbles.
Yeah.
People out there are drinking from filthy rivers and streams and mud puddles and polluted wells. You know, we get the opportunity to show them the love of Jesus by physically feeding them,
yes,
physically providing for to assuage their hunger and their thirst.
Right.
So I think that's Jesus was for the little guy. You know, he wasn't for the big shots. He wasn't the Pharisees. I mean, he loves the Pharisees, but he reached out to the tax collectors.
Absolutely.
And the prostitutes.
Right.
And the fishermen and, you know, the outcasts, the immigrants, the downtrodden. He wasn't about the maintaining the status quo. He was about let's break that status quo and include everybody in what they need. And so I think that's
exactly right.
Oftentimes, to even have a chance to tell people about Christ, you have to actually be Christ and meet a need in their life.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I have found that the word is healing to my mind, to my body. It gets me out of anxiety and panic. It reminds me that God's on the scene, that he's not left me, that he wants to heal me in whatever situation I'm in, whether it's physical, whether it's emotional, whether it's a great sadness. I just got a text from one of our Beaconites whose brother passed away. And unexpectedly, and the grief, the consolation that is needed, the comfort that is needed, the word brings that. It's the bread. He's the bread of life, and he brings that to us, and we need it. You are the God. You are the God that heals us, and you do that so often through your word.
Lord, your healer. I am the Lord your healer.
I am the God.
I am the God that healeth thee. I am the Lord your healer.
I sent my word. You know, in the name of Jesus, we have everything we need. And just as we've sung about him as Jehovah Jireh, our provider, he is Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals us. His name is more powerful than cancer, heart disease, or any disease you can name. Whatever your need, he's here to heal you. Let's confess him as our healer as we sing, "You are the God that healeth me."
You are the God.
Praise God, that's who you are, mighty God. You are our healer. There are people out there that need your touch right now, mighty God. Lord, we come before you right now. We ask that your healing touch, you as the bread of life, the nourishment that we need, the strength that we need to carry on in difficult times. You are our healer. And so, Lord, we give you praise and glory for who you are. And we just declare right now in the name of Jesus that we want to receive you as our healer, as the bread of life, as the word of God that changes our circumstances, our emotions, our attitudes. We want to receive all you have for us. So, Lord, I just pray for our listeners listening live or later on that they would receive the healing touch that you can give them right now. That they would not just sit in the same problems over and over again, but they would get in the Word, get in the book of John, read all that you say that you are. You're the bread of life. You're our healer. That's who you are. You are. Your word brings healing to us. Your word changes us. It comforts us. It consoles us. Your word teaches us, trains us, brings us into a place of real joy and peace. So, Lord, let our listeners grab on to these truths today from this show. Let it get down deep within them and let them live it as we are doing our best to live it. And we thank you and praise you for this time on the air today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Before I go back to Nan and Cindy, I want to remind you that Beacon of Hope is a global ministry. We want to hear from you. If you have prayer requests, send them to prayers at BOHM Global. That stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. Send them to prayers at bohmglobal.com. You're going to see results because God answers prayer. It's not that we're special, anything like that. It's just that we believe. And when these requests are sent in, Cindy, you're one. You send in requests. You have seen God over and over again do amazing things, haven't you? You want to attest to that, the power of prayer?
Absolutely. Yeah. Our individual prayer is powerful, but there's something about when we join together.
Yes.
it's just like our individual worship is powerful, but when we're in a group, it amplifies it. It's a megaphone.
It does.
A magnifying glass.
Mm-hmm.
There's something just extra powerful about a group of dedicated believers lifting you up before the throne for whatever reason it is. And I don't know about everybody else, but I need that help. I need that assistance. You know, I need people behind me helping me pray, because sometimes I'm so exhausted, overwhelmed, stressed that sometimes I just honestly, I can't get out words. You know, I can't pray like I need to, because I'm that low. I need the assistance of other believers.
Exactly. I know. And that's where the prayer of agreement is so powerful. It really is. And Nan, as we've studied the bread of life today, and that is the word, and that is Jesus, and that is the promises in his word and his nature that he wants to provide for us and nourish us. Talk to us about any of that, whatever you feel led to say.
Well, I'd actually like to do my closing statement, if I may.
Go right ahead.
And it's actually a poem from me to the listeners. The importance of reading the Bible, I hope that you've learned today. Pick up the Word of God. Read, study, praise, pray. Jesus is the Word of life. He is here for us today. The Word will guide us, making the way when there seems to be no way. The Word is a light up on our paths. It will also calm our troubled hearts. Jesus loves us so very much. Of Him we are plugged in. We are a part.
Yes.
The Word of God is a love letter. The Word of God is a love letter. It represents the love of Jesus. He is the bread of life. His love is so deep for us. Get into the Word even this day. And I just want to end it that Beacon loves our listeners.
We do.
And they can reach out to us at prayers@bohmglobal.com. If they want to make a comment, if they have a question, if they have a prayer request, we're here for our listeners. That's why we're here. That's why we do this every Sunday afternoon.
Every Sunday.
It's because we love our listeners. And listeners, we love
we
you.
We want to get the word out.
Absolutely.
That's it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Nan. That's a powerful prayer. Powerful, powerful statement. Cindy, your last comment here before we get off the air. This 2 hours has flown by.
So. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to give the same challenge that I've given many times in the past. Give it a shot.
Yeah.
Prove or disprove it for yourself. Give it a month. Give it 2 months. Give it three. Whatever. There's tons of Bible apps, Bible versions, Bible translations. There's a multitude of Christian music out there in pretty much every genre you can imagine. You should be able to find some sort of praise and worship music that fits you.
Absolutely.
There's, Christian books. Pastor's the author of numerous books.
Yeah, I am. Go to Amazon.
Go to Amazon. Just try it. God will prove himself to you.
Yes.
You don't have to take our word for it. You don't personally know us for the most part. It's like anything. It's like your free trial with Amazon,
Right. Right.
They give you, this 30 days to prove that they can get stuff to you in with 2 days shipping and they
sure,
don't have to charge
yeah.
before.
Right, yeah.
Give God at least the 30 days.
Yeah.
And I can guarantee you won't be disappointed.
Absolutely. Cindy, you've been walking with the Lord a long time. You're a preacher's daughter, me too. Nan grew up in church with her parents and leadership in church. But, the three of us we are not saying we have all the answers. We are saying we live it, we walk it, we grew up believing, we are still believers. Hard times in life has not taken our faith in God away.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And we just pray for our listeners that they will desire a deeper walk with the Lord. Find out who the bread of life is. John chapter 6. He wants to be that for you. He wants to give life to your body. Just the song we're playing right now, he wants to heal your body. Some of you this afternoon, may be in pain in your body. You may be need a touch from the healer right now. Just receive it. It's who he is. He's the Lord, your healer. He's your sustainer. He's the bread of life. He sent his word to heal your body and your mind and to bring you new hope and courage. We have a lot of these shows right here on TantalkNetwork.com. Go to the podcasts and go to Living the Good Life. Also go to our new website, BOHMGlobal.com. We have several shows there. So there's a lot of places that you can find these. So they're in podcast form here on TantalkNetwork.com. Podcasts, then go to Living the Good Life. A lot of shows for you to listen to and learn what God wants to do in your life. If you want to reach out to us, we welcome you. Our services are Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and Wednesday nights, 5:15 prayer meeting, 6:15 Bible study. Both of those services are at our facility, 2058 Weaver Park Drive in Clearwater. We welcome you. That's right off of Hercules between Drew and Sunset Point. We welcome you to come and join us. This coming Wednesday or this coming Sunday, we welcome you. God bless every single one of you. This has been Nan Watson, and it has been Cindy Henderson all the way from Idaho, bringing you the Word of God today. And me, Pastor Marcia McAllister, Beacon of Hope Ministries. God bless you. We'll see you next week. Same time. See you. 3:00.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.
Special report, protests and remembrances. Anti-racism demonstrations triggered by the death of George Floyd continue in many U.S. cities and other